It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we are. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike Reese, how we doing?
Spike, Jackie Baseball, a.k.a. Charlie Hustle. Holla at your boy.
Good clean win last night. No drama. Good to see it.
Nothing to talk about,
nothing
right?
Nothing to talk
Big
about.
Big Birds Day,
back
right?
Back to the Eagles, right?
Yeah. Not so fast. Not so fast. So we do have a big show today. A lot of Eagles today, in fact. Elliot Shore Parks will join us around 3:15, right before Elliot. Donovan McNabb will join us at 3 o'clock.
To break to five.
We're just calling him five from now on. He will join us at 3, talk about Jalen Hurts' performance. Jordan Mailata joins us at 4 o'clock. But here we are 2 days or 3 days or 4 days after the Eagles opener, and I feel like we need to start with the Phillies. Specifically one, Bryce Harper. Now, before we talk about Bryce, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts for a second. So the Eagles did win on Friday night. They scored a bunch of points. But Jalen Hurts made some mental mistakes during the game, and largely what you've heard talked about, not just on WIP, but in general conversation about the Eagles, has been about the Jalen Hurts mental mistakes after they won. So they won the game, and here we are 4 days later still talking about Jalen Hurts' mental mistakes. And I believe this is fair to talk about because the Eagles have championship aspirations and expectations. And mental mistakes like that are not acceptable. So last night, we have the Phillies, who also have championship expectations. You would agree, Ike, right? Championship
expectations. Totally agree, yes.
Win a World Series. Anything less is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, for the fifth, sixth, or seventh, or eighth time this year, Bryce Harper hit a ball that he thought was a home run. It was not a home run. And because he was so busy staring at the ball, waiting for someone to take a photo of him staring at the ball against the Tampa Bay Rays in the middle of September, he did not run. And cost himself a base, ended up on first base rather than second base, mm-hmm. and potentially could have cost himself and the team a win. And he's lucky he got bailed out by Buddy Kennedy and Cody Clemens. God bless both of them, by the way.
Buddy Kennedy, the best baseball player from Millville.
Millville. Yeah. God bless
best
both
currently,
of them.
For sure.
For sure.
Yes.
A real Philadelphian.
And they stepped up, and they ended up winning the game.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what should happen when Alex Bohm is on the injured list and Edmundo Sosa is on the injured list and JT Realmuto is sitting on the bench also hurt, and a team that, by the way, we don't have anything locked up. We don't have the division locked up. We don't have a top two seed locked up. So that team should be led and carried by the stars that are still in the lineup, specifically Bryce Rushmore himself, who is the leader of the team, the tone setter of the team, the best player on the team, should not be setting the example that when you hit a ball hard, you watch it. When you hit a ball, he should be doing everything he can to set an example, to lead, to create runs. And I have news for you, Bryce. You haven't hit a home run in a month. If you hit a ball hard, my guess is going to be that it's not going over the fence. Not that it is going over the fence. And the last time I brought, it's not acceptable. Like, this is not how leaders lead. This is not how your best player should set an example. And this is not acceptable. It's happened too many times. And the last time I brought this up, everyone was like, well, it's just one game and blah, 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 blah. How many times does he have to do it? How many times do they potentially cost themselves wins? Do we want to be in a position where the Mets win 2 out of 3 this weekend and the lead in the division is down to 5 or 4 or whatever it is, and then we all start sweating because of games that we could have won? When Estevez blows the game in the 9th, what should happen is the best players on the team should come through in the bottom of the 9th and win the game. Not Buddy Kennedy, not Cody Clemens. Again, God bless their hearts. And we're all supposed to be happy.
Well, Cody Clemens might be one of our best players.
Might be at this point. And honestly, the fact that he went to Rob Thompson afterwards and said, yo, my bad?
Accountability.
No.
Huh?
That's not he being went to, accountable.
Accountability. Just he did accountability. Apologize.
I have an idea.
Okay.
How about it just doesn't happen anymore? How about if
it's good strategy.
If it was the first time that it happened, whatever.
Right.
But it's not the first time that it's happened. It's happened a bunch of times this year in the same situation, and it cannot happen anymore. I'm glad Bryce Harper has acclimated to the city. I'm glad that he wants to be here. I'm glad that he's had postseason success. But this cannot happen anymore. It can't. And if he wants to be held accountable, and if he wants to be the king of Philadelphia and all these things, and if we want to win a World Series, then every game's important. Every ball that you swing at, every one that you hit in the air, every single one of these things is important. It cannot happen anymore. And if we're going to hold Jalen accountable for mental mistakes, and by the way, the fact that he hasn't hit a home run in a month, I understand it's a physical thing. It's not like he's not trying to hit home runs.
Right.
But this was a decision. It was a decision to not run. It was a decision to stare at the ball. And those decisions are not in what is the best interest of the team, not in what's in the best interest of Bryce Harper, and will not lead us to a championship.
Whew. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. It's just like frustrating. I couldn't believe it, honestly.
I think you're well within your right. And especially for someone who has sort of warned us about this becoming a habitual thing. It's not the first time. It's not even the second time. Hell, it's not even a third time it's happened. It really isn't. And we all can admit to that. We've all, and I can raise my hand, guilty of being willing to overlook it or give him a pass or make some sort of excuse. Listen, I don't think it's going to cost us in the postseason. I don't remember him having these type of moments in the postseason. If anything, he sometimes is too aggressive in the postseason.
Like game two in Atlanta?
Yeah, he'll sometimes do that. But it still isn't a good example to be setting. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. And this should mean something to him, and I know it does. So he should be able to hear this and sort of take it to heart. You're being held in a certain light right now. We literally voted him as the number one athlete in the city. Number one athlete in the city. Well, that comes with responsibility. And it's not just the showing us the love from the, I don't know, representing Philadelphia everywhere you go and doing the fanatic thing and all that. That's all fine and dandy and great. But to the core of what the city is all about and in their DNA, it is about overachieving and working hard and not taking shortcuts, being blue collar. And the way you play matters. It matters. And you're too good of a player, too great of a player to have this attached to you. That you don't hustle all the time. You're too great of a player to have that attached to you in this city. We think too highly of you. But we also aren't blind. And you can only test the patience so far with this. We expect you to play a certain way. We expect you to play a certain way. Or you will be held accountable. You will get what other guys have gotten when they don't play well, when Joel Embiid does not play well in the playoffs. Like this, you got control of this, Bryce. Just like you have control of hustling. That's effort. That's not ability, that's effort. You have control of this. You apologized, great. It doesn't give you a free pass for it. But more than the apology, understand what this is doing. For some, with your reputation in the city as a fan favorite. Like, you don't want this attached to you, man.
No, and it
doesn't. You just don't.
It doesn't match up with the rest of his personality.
Exactly.
Right? This is not who he is. Or it's not what he portends to be. It is not the image that I think he's trying to get across. And he has worked so hard. By the way, 215-592-9494. What he has tried to do since he's gotten here, which I respect, is try to make himself part of the city.
Yes.
That he understands the fan base. But to your point, understanding the fan base is more than switching from being a Cowboys fan to an Eagles fan. It's it's more about wearing the fanatic on the inside of your suit. It's more than when you're at the All-Star game calling it a water bottle rather than a water bottle. Those things are all fine and funny, but we all know that those are for show. That, well, I think we all appreciate the effort.
Yes, of course.
100%. But that is not specifically the most important thing. Mm-hmm. The most important thing to identify with the fans here in Philadelphia is really two things. It's effort and winning.
Yes,
and I would go so far as to say that the effort part of it will make you a legend longer here than the winning part of it will. Because there are plenty of players in the history of this city, the Aaron Rowans of the world, or you even talk about the Brian Dawkins never won a championship. Mm-hmm. Like all of the players that did not win championships, but were perceived as hard workers, giving it their all and setting an example for other players. All of those things are super important. And I would say more important than the little things that he's gotten credit for so far. So I just think it's not acceptable. It can't happen again. I'm actually glad that Rob Thompson looked pissed off about it. I think if you were, I don't know what the radio call was like, because I was at that point I was watching TV. But Kruk immediately, that can't happen. That can't happen. That's what he said. That can't happen. And they all sounded disappointed.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of crazy to me because it happened a bunch of times this year. It's not the first time it's happened, but.
Well, that's the one where, like, I thought LA had the best reaction. LA's reaction was, there's no excuse.
Right.
No excuse for it. And that's my reaction to it. Jackie Baseball in there. We're some of the biggest Bryce Harper fans here at the station.
Oh, yeah.
Classify us as apologists.
And I'll
gladly take it, right?
Yes. I've accused you both of it numerous times.
Yeah. I can't apologize for that.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't. And to your point, I think it was well stated. More than you apologizing to your manager, more than that, how about just don't do it again?
That's not part of what you do anymore.
Yeah.
That's not part. And you know what? I'll tell you this, too. If you get back to a place where you're hitting balls 500 feet, stare at it. You know, Kyle Schwarber is hitting a ball up to the third deck.
Yeah, I can see Kyle standing there.
Yeah, this ball, it hit like the middle of the bottom of the wall.
And first of all, it wasn't even that high of a shot for him to stare at it. I mean, it really hit off the wall.
So my question to you, the listener, is this finally a big deal to you? Is this have you finally hit a point where this has happened enough times where you're ready to say, okay, this matters now? Because every other time I brought it up, most of the response is, this doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I think we're at a point where this matters. Jack, I'm curious, where are you? Apologist number one.
It can't happen. I mean, that's obviously the take here. And the one thing that I hope happened, and I don't know if it happened, and I do like, again, I like Rob Thompson's reaction, because I thought that was like, you know, at least we saw some pulse from Rob Thompson. He's usually very calm, cool, collected. Like, I think it would have been a big moment if he also apologized to his teammates after the game. Like,
not just the manager.
Like, I hope that happened. Like, I hope that they all came together and was like, that's on me. Like, I'll be better, whatever. Because I think that's how you can grow from this.
And he didn't speak last night, did he?
And I didn't like that he didn't speak. I would have liked to hear from him.
No, you're right. And I'm wondering, like, okay, apologize to the manager. Why wouldn't he? He knows this fan base, knows
just
exactly.
Say it right afterwards.
Exactly. That's what you do. You address it. You know damn well this fan base and how we are reacting to you not running that ball, not running that hit out.
And just like what happened with Alec Bohm when he did the I hate it here thing. He just owned up to it, turned it around, and now everybody smiles and is what it is. So
and they are aware of what's being discussed on social media. They are aware.
The broadcast teams are both talking about it, I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. When I say they are aware, I'm not even talking about Bryce in the moment. I mean the PR department. So they know that this is a discussion. Him addressing that last night would have been the best thing he could have done. If you apologize to Rob Thompson and then this fan base who's had your back – and been in support of you, then you should have felt the need to apologize to your fans as well.
Yes.
And Jack's point, his teammates too.
Hey, that's not me.
Yep.
Won't happen again.
Yeah.
You know, all these games are big. They all matter. Feed us the BS.
Well, especially because
feed it to us. Shove it down our throats.
Relax.
Pause.
Especially,
man, my goodness.
Especially because Sunday after the game, he did a whole thing about how important the division is. Like, that's what.
Yes.
Like, to do that and then have that moment, it's just like, it falls a little bit hollow. So I hope it happened. I'm sure it happened. I hope. But yeah, it's like it just can't happen. Too big of a moment.
215-592-9494. Are you finally ready to say that Bryce Harper's lack of hustle is an issue?
Are you smiling?
Nick, no. There is a part of me.
Oh,
God. There is a part of me, because I was pissed off when he did it.
Yep.
I was irritated when he did it. There is a part of me who is glad that it happened. So, because I want everyone to feel the agitation that I feel when it happens. So there is part of me that when people were finally fed up with it, I felt satisfied.
Yeah, you're validated. Just say you're validated.
But I don't want him to do it anymore.
Of course,
to be
of
clear.
Course you don't.
I don't want an excuse to bury him or whatever.
Yeah.
I want him to be great.
And
this place is better when the great players are great.
But this is part also in, for those of us who argued against you and yelled back at you and called you names.
Yes.
It's a little bit of that too.
Yes.
You can have your day. I get you. I got it.
Yeah,
it's all right. We get these little moments sometimes in what we do.
A little bit.
Yes,
I
feel you.
Nikki in Redding, you're on WIP. What's up, Nikki?
Hey, guys. First time caller, and you guys got me fired up today.
Uh-oh.
Talk to us, Nikki.
I have been preaching this for the past month. This is a culture thing. It's not just Harper. It's everyone. I was pissed off earlier in the game when Marsh didn't run that out and the pitcher dropped it and he could have been safe. It's a culture thing. It's not just Harper. It started with Harper. Topper's letting it happen and it's going down the rank.
Well,
that's a great point, Nikki. We've had some moments where Bohm didn't run out. Grounder. So yeah, you're right. Didn't Trey do it?
Trey did it as well. Yeah, Trey did it as well. And the thing is, Nikki. And the thing is, Nikki, is we okay. So you want to talk about who to put it on? And it's going to sound like I'm a Topper apologist, but I'm not being that way. What I'm going to say is, if you believe in the clubhouse leadership enough to say the kind of manager that we want is the manager that is going to let them police themselves, which is the decision that they made and has been helpful up until this point, then it is on this specific, because I believe that's what the players want. I believe that's what these players want. I believe
so they got to hold each other accountable.
They have to hold each other accountable. It's got to be Schwarber. It's got to be JT. It's got to be whoever that says to one another, that goes up to him and goes, by the way, it doesn't need to be a long conversation.
No.
And I think
it doesn't need to be animated.
No. I don't think it's too different in here with us.
Yeah.
How many times, you know, it's not, God bless Rod, but I feel like we are all holding each other up to a standard that is important. And I think that's part of it. So,
if that's not happening, who does it fall on then? Because it hasn't been happening for months.
Yeah,
so
I think.
If the players aren't holding each other accountable, at some point, Topper has to step in and say, okay, you didn't run that out. You're done. Go sit.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank you for the call, Nikki. I think it is.
Lord.
What?
Don't sit, Bryce Harper.
No. Well, here's the problem with it.
Yeah.
If that's not who he is, it's
then
not going to work.
Do it. Right.
It's not going to work. I think it is more about, is this a kind of manager that they need, and less about, is he going to go?
Fair.
Is he going to flip over a table?
Right.
Because
do they need a different type of manager?
We've all had bosses, and if your boss is doing something far out of character, it's almost difficult to take them seriously sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if
it's like
resonates.
When he would come in and we'd see you and you'd be smiling and say hi. You know, it was so out of character when you were the boss here. You know
oh,
what I mean?
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know how this is going to go today, at least for the first hour.
Yeah.
He's in there suffering now. He's going through it.
I know.
Not even making jokes today.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
He's about accountability.
Yeah, the last time he was a little mopey. This time he's handling it well.
Okay.
I think he was disappointed with what happened last night, too.
Final out, he's held very accountable.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I had one of my players when I was a coach for 13-year-olds.
Yep.
He called in.
Yeah.
And he's like,
no.
You demanded accountability when we were, you know, when we were kids.
No.
Yeah.
So
we need to hear that call.
Well, so it was funny. So I was obviously I coach Legion, a 13-year-old Legion, and those kids are like 20 something now, which is hilarious.
Yep.
And I said, listen, I only told them to throw at one kid because they stole on us up 10, and that got shut down by the other coaches. But that was accountability.
That's great.
Throw at one kid.
So we do have a prize for next question today.
Mm-hmm.
So the prize is a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight, which is Saturday, the Expo Center at Oaks, from noon until 4. It benefits the Fight On McKenna Foundation, a great foundation named after McKenna Massey, who succumbed to a battle with leukemia when she was 14 years old. That was in 2018. And this foundation helps families and kids that are battling pediatric cancer. So the cause is great. The event itself is also great. It's basically a food festival. Over 20 different local food places basically making their best thing that you get to try. There's chef demonstrations from Jose Garces, Chad Rosenthal. So you can buy tickets at biteforthefight.com. But we have a pair to give away. So on this day, in 1991, Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit was released. So it was basically the song that changed the 90s in terms of rock music.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Now, Ike doesn't think he knows this song.
Right.
Do you have it back there? Can you play it? Here we go. Oh, I did ask. Oh, there we go. Do you recognize this at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, there you go. Big song. Changed everything. I remember when I saw the video on MTV, I was like, this is different.
Well, because you thought it was in 1994.
I did. Well, I feel
even older.
Just older, yeah. And especially what was happening in rock music is the bands that were big were like Hair bands and Guns N' Roses and blah, blah, blah. And this turned everything on its head. So for next question today, we want the best 90s song. That's it. Could be your favorite, could be what you think is the best, but when you call up with your sports point, we will ask you next question. You give us a 90s song. We will pick the winner at the end. You get a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. We'll give you our 90s song. We'll take a break. We'll give our 90s songs when we come back.
Sure.
And
so many of them.
There's a lot. There's a lot of great 90s songs. So we will give ours when we come back. Also, we will hear what Rob Thompson had to say about the Bryce Harper incident right after the break as well. So that is all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Little Hootie, kidding me? The WIP Afternoon Show.
I feel like you would not be a Hootie guy.
I love Cracked Review, this album.
Oh, okay.
Did a whole podcast about it last week. Absolutely.
So you're all Hootied up.
Yes. We come from different worlds. Are you kidding
me? Now, why was everyone doing that voice in the 90s?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it came from. The first one that started singing like that.
Everybody was doing it because it made money.
Made money. Well, Eddie Vedder was the first one. Yeah. He was like, and then everybody else was like, me too. You know? It's a lot
Creed
of them.
Got in
Creed? Now he could really sing. Scott Stapp could really sing. So this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We have Donovan McNabb coming up in a half an hour, right at 3 o'clock. Then Elliot Shore Parks after him. Then Jordan Mailata after him. So if you're all greased up and mad.
Oh, come on, man. God.
About the Bryce thing. I promise you, it'll go away soon. So we're talking about Bryce Harper, his lack of hustle when he hit that, what ended up being a single to right field. Whether this is finally enough for you to say enough is enough, this can't happen anymore.
We sure he wasn't going to get thrown out at second base?
Oh, come on.
Oh, he definitely was getting thrown out at second base. That's for certain. Hey, but that's not the point either.
It's not the point at all.
I'm not coping. Yeah. I'm not doing what people are doing with the Jalen video on his second interception.
We're not switching to Jalen yet. We'll have plenty of time.
We're talking about a real superstar.
Yeah, all right. This is a guy redirecting. And next question today for a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight at the Expo Center at Oaks on Saturday that benefits the Fight on McKenna Foundation. Today in 1991, Smells Like Teen Spirit from Nirvana came out, so we want your favorite 90s song, and the winner at the end of the show will get a pair of tickets to Bite for the Fight. Jack, you got one?
Yeah, I'm going to Champagne Supernova. Oasis back together.
Oasis
exciting
is back.
Stuff.
Sold a lot of tickets.
Sure,
there.
They did. Very expensive, I'm sure.
A lot of tickets.
I'm going to see how long I can go without giving out Tupac songs.
I thought you would go Tupac first.
Of course. I mean, that's where I would naturally go.
I stayed away from Tupac because I figured you would go Tupac.
No, I'm going to go, for me, because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Snoop Dogg, Gin and Juice.
Is a quintessential
classic, right?
Song.
Yes. And it's still a hit.
Yes. Now there were a couple.
It's only good song.
No, Snoop got some good songs, man.
There were some good radio songs. Edits of that song, by the way, because in the regular one, it's smoking Endo, sipping on gin and juice. Mm-hmm. Now there was one edit that said smoking, sipping on gin and juice, and then there was one, my favorite one, went smoking. Sipping on gin and juice. There were good edits. So mine, obviously, there are millions of them. And if I pick my favorite one, you guys wouldn't know it. So this is my favorite one that you guys would know. It is Aerosmith's only number one song of their entire career came from the Armageddon soundtrack, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which today, if it comes on the radio, I would not turn it off. It is one of the best ballads of all time.
Unbelievable song.
Unbelievable song. Great movie, too.
I agree.
I love Armageddon.
I love everything about Armageddon.
I dated a girl in college who said Deep Impact was better than Armageddon.
No.
I broke up with her on the spot.
No. And I like both, but no.
It's not even close.
No.
It's not even close.
The graphics are better. Like, everything is better.
Yes, the actors.
Better actors, yes.
Armageddon, kidding?
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What up, Chris?
All about being accountable.
Yes,
Spike
right.
Eskin, I owe you an apology. You are correct. Last time you called out Bryce, I was wrong.
Kiss my ass. Mm-hmm. That's Jack.
And the one who could be blamed for this is Jack Fritz, because I think Jack brought this bad juju on Bryce when he started doing the TJ McConnell remarks yesterday. I think that's retribution came back his way.
It does always come back to me.
It does.
Jack didn't warn us about that one, by the way. Like,
yeah,
we were
not.
Going to break.
He went rogue on his own with that one,
Yeah. So, but in all seriousness with this, it's, you know, I roasted Jalen earlier and Bryce on this, but it's timing. So, like, you know, Jalen, if you want to throw in the triple coverage and you want to throw across your body end zone, hey, if there's 8 minutes to go and you're up by 3 touchdowns and you try and want to make a splash play, knock yourself out. Same thing with Bryce. You can't do this when it's a 1-1 game, bottom of the ninth, and you're up. You can't stand there. Like, if you were up by 5 runs and you want to try to watch it, okay, different circumstance. You're also in a pennant race. You're also in the, you know, trying to get a bye week. It's just the wrong place at the wrong time. And the thing that kills me with him is I feel like this is something – we have few criticisms. And then you guys hit a lot of stuff on the head with him. And, Bryce, if you're listening, because I know you listen, you know, wearing the Fanatic shoes and the Fanatic gloves and the Fanatic headband, that's all cool. But that means nothing compared to putting your heart and soul into what you're doing that we would love to watch you and have the ability to be able to do. So you need – to do the more important things than the frivolous little show pieces, because the show pieces are icing on the cake, but if the cake tastes terrible, we don't want it, okay? So he is this not hustling and this staring at hits and watching balls has gone on long, long enough, all right? It is time to knock it off, because this thing is impeding the greatness of your own ability and the greatness of your own leadership. Because if I'm in that dugout and he ever turns to me and says something wrong, I'm going to look at him and be like, dude, get out. Now, I think, Ike, I think you said it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he needs to turn to his teammates and they need an apology more so than his manager does.
Right.
Because kissing the butt of the boss is kissing the butt of the boss. But doing it to your peers is a sign of respect to them going, dude, that's on me. It's not going to happen again. And that's how I feel about this.
Well,
yeah, good call, Chris.
I got an answer for you.
Yeah, so next question is best 90s song. Give us yours.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little Gangster in Paradise. with Coolio.
Coolio, yes. Paradise.
I appreciate that, Chris.
Terrible movie, Dangerous Minds.
Yes, with Michelle Pfeiffer.
With Michelle Pfeiffer.
Coolio, who I booked for Wing Bowl.
I do remember that.
Yes, one of the true,
rest in peace, Coolio.
Rest in peace, Coolio. One of the true heart attacks I ever had was Coolio played Wing Bowl. I've told this story before, right?
How did Coolio pass?
What's that?
How did Coolio pass away?
I don't know.
I don't either, but was it a heart attack?
Oh, I don't think so. Right. I don't know. It's no disrespect, Coolio. I'm just telling a funny Coolio story.
Right.
God bless Coolio right. and his family and his friends.
I didn't know how he passed, yes. but when you said it, I was like, hold on, did he pass?
Yeah, looks like an overdose.
Okay. Oh, well, not good,
not
obviously.
Good either, yes.
Yeah. So we booked Coolio to play Wing Bowl. The only rules we gave, two rules, which he and his manager were fine with.
Yep.
No new songs. Because you're only going to be playing for...
Yeah, I don't want no... Yeah. Hell no, no new songs, yeah. Yes.
No new songs, no cursing. Because especially when you're live.
It's going to be over the radio.
On the radio.
Yes.
So Angelo tees up Coolio. And by the way, I tried to bring a little, you know, different kind of pizzazz to Wing Bowl. Yeah. Ric Flair, all that kind of stuff.
You tried to add something to it,
yeah.
Yes.
So Coolio, it's hilarious. It's perfect for our demographic.
It was awesome, yeah.
So Angelo, remember the two rules. No new stuff, no cursing. Angelo goes to him, and he goes, ladies and gentlemen, Coolio. And he goes, I'm going to play you some new S. So he breaks both the rules in 3 seconds. I run as fast as I can from one side of the Wells Fargo Center to the other one just to yell at somebody. I went over to my friend Gordon, who helped book it, and I looked at Gordon, and I just go, what's going on? And he just went like this. He put his hands up. He just shrug emojied me. So then eventually he played Gangster's Paradise.
Which is all we wanted to hear.
1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. Or whatever the hell. And everything was
three
fine.
Songs, yeah. You got 2 or 3 songs.
Is that when you decide to go to the Limp Bizkit cover band? You're like, it's time to get to the cover
tribute
band?
Tribute band. And yes.
What is the difference?
So a cover band plays songs from all different artists, but a tribute band dresses like the band and only plays songs from one artist.
You see how tight he got?
No, it's different. Once, they're different things. It drives me crazy.
Do not step into his realm, man.
Get the Let Out is a tribute band. Mr. Green Jeans is a cover band. Those are the difference. If we're going to pick two local ones.
Pretty good names. Get the Let Out.
Is a Led Zeppelin cover band.
Okay.
Yeah. Tribute band, rather.
Okay.
Jeez,
there
Louise.
You go.
Yeah. So here's what Rob Thompson was asked about the... So you could see afterwards, by the way, that Bryce went up to Thompson in the dugout.
Mm-hmm.
And Thompson's face after the hit, by the way, was hilarious.
Like a disappointed dad.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I know that look.
So here's when Rob Thompson was asked after the game. Here's what he said.
Yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when a guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, makes sure that he knows that you know and everybody
yep.
knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind yeah. of set a tone, too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle. And you know, he's accountable and he admits to his mistakes. And that's all you can ask for, really.
I wonder where everyone was the last 17 times this happened. He's accountable. I'm glad he said it. I'm glad he acknowledged it. And I bet, by the way, Bryce saw that reaction.
There, yes.
You know, and was part of, he actually looked like he was begging for forgiveness in the dugout.
Yeah.
He looked like he was explaining himself, but.
Yeah, imagine the thoughts that were going through his head out there when he was on the bases.
Yes.
No, he was thinking about Spike. He was thinking about WIP, and he was like, they're going to freaking roast me again tomorrow, and Jack's going to be huddled in the corner having to defend me again. Like, the second that T-Mac said, oh, he didn't run that out, I was like, oh, come on! Because like, all this day is going to be is Bryce this and Bryce that, and I don't want to deal with it.
I just wanted to talk about the Eagles today.
Jalen, he throws interceptions. Bad.
Yeah. The Twitter question.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
Wait till you hear the results of this Twitter question. So the Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94wip.com/marks. Here is the question. Are Bryce Harper's non-hustle moments a big deal? Yes or no? Now,
oh God,
what do you
please.
Think? What do you think the vote is?
Yes.
And 60% yes.
Yes, okay.
I just imagine this poll 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine you put it out there.
Yes.
Yes.
Listen, not patting myself on the back. Yeah. A well-worded Twitter question.
You did. Thank you did. You could have cheated.
You didn't try to fudge it in your ass. Yeah. Yes. No. Listen, it's. I think fans see it too. I think a lot of fans. Like I said, we all like Bryce, but the core of us as a fan, and I can continue to say us, A, because I've been here long enough, 27 years almost. But it was the player that I was.
The hustle guy.
Yes. I didn't have the athletic talent that some of my teammates had. I couldn't coast, right? Like, I had to play hard all the time, sometimes to my detriment early in my career when I was overly aggressive at times. But effort was never going to be a question about me.
For sure.
What I'm saying? And my play. That's how I – hell, forget about just playing NFL. That's the only way I survived at Michigan State. At 210 pounds. So playing with effort and toughness is all that I knew and all I've known my whole life. And that's what this city is sort of built off of.
For sure. Just like I said, there are players who Allen Iverson, now Iverson's complicated because he did not give effort in practice at all. But he was perceived during games, which people could see.
He laid it on the line. Yes, sir.
And he never won a championship, but he is treated as if he did because of those things. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Corey in Columbus right after Ike tells you something.
All right, right after I tell you, you need to join myself and Spike tonight.
All right, at Miller's Ale House.
That's right.
Okay.
At Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting for the Phillies game tonight. Now, we'll be raffling off tickets to an upcoming Phillies game, courtesy of Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. Come out, enjoy Miller's Ale House Happiest Hour menu featuring $4 Surfside Iced Tea and Vodkas. Now, the Surfside team will also be there for a sampling tonight. And with over 60 wall-to-wall TVs. That's right, 60 wall-to-wall TVs at every Miller's location. You can always keep an eye on the game. We'll see you tonight at Miller's Ale House in Plymouth Meeting.
60 TVs. I could watch Bryce staring at the ball he hit everywhere I look.
There's no way to escape it.
No, and thank you to Miller's who brought us a bunch of food today.
Oh, my God.
And I'm always so happy when a place brings food and they think, oh, Spike doesn't eat meat or anything, and they bring me something special. So thank you.
Yeah.
And they brought something healthy for Jack, had a little, vegetables and rice or whatever you ate. And then there's the buffalo chicken tenders.
I'm a change man, Ike.
A change man, yeah. Well, some of you.
Some of me.
Some of you, yeah. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man. Am I allowed to change the topic? I wanted to talk Eagles, so I put on, that's why I said I don't want to break no rules.
No.
Well, you're breaking rules.
Yeah, you're breaking rules right now. We're going to talk Eagles later. It would be weird to do an Eagles thing right here.
Then fine then. I work it in. Ike is right. When Ike hit that boy in Atlanta, he made it rain. So Ike had that hustle with him. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, since you want me to talk Phillies, I'll bring it up. That's why Jalen Hurts is the number one athlete in the city, and I'm going to keep saying that, because if it wasn't for Spike, everybody would be talking about the Eagles still. Jalen Hurts throwing interceptions, all that. That's why Spike is on the show, because he brings accountability. That's why Jalen is always going to be number one and will be number one, because he's on the number one team and he's the number one player. Should Bryce have ran it out? I mean, of course, they didn't lose the game, so I mean – it's not that big of a deal. But if they lose the game, it's going to be a big deal. But, Jalen throw the interception, it's a big deal because, we still won the game, but, Spike bring it up. That's why Spike is my guy. Spike,
well, Corey,
my dog.
That hammer is real, for real.
Corey, here's the good news. In 15 minutes with Donovan, we're going to talk about Jalen's interceptions.
Back to Jalen, yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you had all this out right now.
And Donovan know what's up. Donovan, he will say, he got to work it out or whatever. But, real quick, I know I'm breaking rules. I'm going to just throw this out here because I know it's probably going to be brought up when Elliot comes on here. When Bryce Huff, everybody's been talking about Bryce Huff a lot today about how he's been playing or whatever. Remember, when we first got Hassan Reddick, his first two games, nothing. And then when that boy went up against Walker Tua and Wentz, he ate him like a cookie, had three sacks. So, we got to see. Bryce Huff might do a thing, But I holla at y'all since I broke the rules.
It's okay, Corey.
We'll let you break the rules.
My song. Let me get my song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 90s song. Next question. What's your 90s song?
I got a Mount Rushmore right here. And I know it's an annoying song, but it's Barbie Girls.
By what? Aqua?
Yeah.
Well, what? I mean, it was a big one. You don't remember? Yeah. All right, thank you, Corey.
Barbie Girls?
Yeah, Barbie Girl by Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life
I've
in plastic. It's
just
fantastic.
Awful. It's awful.
It was horrible, but it was a big hit.
In the 90s?
It was. It was probably 97.
Is that a soundtrack?
96.
Is that from a movie?
No, it might have been in a movie, but it was just a... There were a lot of songs in the 90s that was just like a song from one artist and that you never heard from ever again.
Oh, yeah, that was King of the One-Hit Wonders,
in
the 90s.
Yeah, and Aqua was one of those. It was a come on, Barbie, let's go party. Here we go.
I've never heard this.
Really?
Yeah.
Life is your creation.
Well, you were playing college football and in the NFL probably when it came out.
Oh, is this late 90s?
No, it's 96.
Yeah, I'd say like late 90s.
Yeah.
I was a big West Coast guy.
West Coast rap guy.
Yeah, yeah. West Coast rap guy.
I don't think
guy.
Aqua was in the East Coast, West
yeah,
Coast battle.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, I picked a side.
Yeah. I actually... I'm from the East Coast, and I ended up picking the West Coast side, too. I picked Ice Cube, and I picked Tupac.
Yeah. Dr.
Is what
Dre?
It is what it is. That's
I got
the
another one. Nothing but a G thing.
Huge.
G thang. I'm G-thang. Sorry, I've been hanging around you too long.
Huge, huge song.
Yeah.
Huge. Great 90s song. You're going to keep picking out a bunch of them?
No, I'm sorry. Okay. That was one I wanted to say before somebody else said it.
Okay, all right. 215-592.
I got about five more.
94-94. Rick and Marlton, you're on WIP. What up, Rick?
Guys, this is killing me. I threw open the back of my mouth a little bit because I've got to agree with Spike.
Oh, no.
I know.
Yep.
The only guy that feels worse than me is Rojas for throwing that ball over the fence.
That was wild.
Inning.
Yeah, I mean.
That was the craziest thing I ever saw.
It was so close to a game-saving play. And
how does that ball not stay in
his
glove?
And he didn't even bring it back into the field.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
And Rick, I know you were sort of being facetious with that, but it did look like he threw the ball over the fence.
Yes.
I mean, that's what it looked like he did.
The other guy that feels good today is Bryce Huff, because we're talking about Bryce Harper.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing too I want to say is I did have a table flipping moment last night when I watched him not run that out. I'm going, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to put this on Topper, but I'm going to put it on Dave Dombrowski. He's got to go down there and put his finger in Topper's face in front of the entire team and say, this is your freaking problem. Fix it. And then walk out. And anybody who wants to play for Topper, wants to keep that, you know, player police mentality, they're going to get their butts in gear.
Yeah, I just don't think it will. I understand the...
Well, I don't need Dave Dombrowski in the clubhouse
yes.
at all.
Well, by the way, the minute Dave Dombrowski steps in the clubhouse, that's the end of
you might as well
Rob
fire
Thompson.
Topper, yep.
Yeah, I mean, that is... Could you imagine... Think about this, Rick. Could you imagine if in the middle of the Eagles clubhouse, Howie Roseman came in and told Nick Sirianni how to act?
Nah.
I mean, we think that happened behind the scenes, and we're even worried that it sort of...
No way you can do that.
No, I don't think so. I just don't think it's who Rob Thompson is. I think it is. I put this squarely on the players. If they do decide after the year that they need a more strict, you know, firmer, sort of more fiery manager, Buck Showalter. Mm. Yeah, a little Buck Showalter here. Would you like that, Jack?
No.
If they decide that's what they need, then that's what they need. But I don't think Thompson's. I think it would come across as not genuine.
And that don't seem like that's Dave Dombrowski's personality either.
No, he just goes and spends the owner's money. That's his whole deal, and ignores the trade deadline.
I just think that it would have a little bit more impact on the players without you know, Thompson doing it. Because Thompson can't do it.
Right, but...
I know what your intentions are there. I just think it makes the situation worse. It doesn't necessarily... At least I don't think it is. I don't know if they respond in that situation the way we would hope they would respond.
You might be right. You might be right.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want my song?
Yeah, what's your 90s song?
I got R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
Huge tune. Huge tune. Another one that Ike probably doesn't remember.
No, that sounds
like
I might know that one.
It's huge. It was a huge tune. Thank you for the
call.
Got it,
Jack?
R.E.M.?
R.E.M., Losing My Religion. You would probably recognize it. It was really big.
DJ Clue back there. If you're going to be playing music today on the returns or what have you, show a little love, all right?
To who?
Me.
The ones that he wants.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I played one song coming back Play so two. Far. Well, what? Hold on. One was Barbie Girl, you know? The other one was the
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
Very big saying. 90s tune. Very big.
Oh, yeah. I haven't played a lot of Jay-Z.
Hook the guy up. Do you have Losing My Religion over there yet or no?
I was getting reprimanded in the middle of it.
All right, so as Jack's finding Losing My Religion, here we go. You might recognize it when the vocals start, which are right here.
Oh, life is bigger.
Nope.
You don't recognize it?
Nope. It's bigger? You
are not me. The hammer is real, for real.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right, all right.
Okay, turn it off. You gotta keep doing that. All right, coming up next, Donovan McNabb, greatest quarterback in Eagles franchise history, joins us next.
Some say,
to talk about Jalen Hurts' performance and potentially Five's take on the defensive performance as well. He can talk about all that stuff. So that is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.